Hello, and this is this month's Zo Magazine's Artistic Allegory, Might versus Should. Escape is an option for existential growth. Stress, it's everywhere. Paying bills, staying healthy, managing the day-to-day parts of life. It can all pile up into a mounting and unmanageable mess. There's so many ways to combat and deal with it, too. Stress balls, exercise, meditation, or even sitting in a chair upside down. Perspective is everything. Well, you get it. Managing, juggling, or even combating life's challenges can be a full-time job in and of itself. There are inevitable truths, far beyond death and taxes, that are essential to day-to-day life, and in a life in which time defies measurement, pressure can force anyone into a dire position. Reality has become increasingly difficult to endure, and the only truly sane mechanism left, it seems, is, well, leaving. Escapism is quite literally the final frontier. But is it safe, or for that matter, is it healthy? For example, entertainment, television, film, and video games is an artful escape that many people use to vacate or vegetate after a tough day. The better we get at distinguishing fantasy from reality, the more one can indulge safely in fantasies without distorting our adaptation to and accommodation of reality. Jeremy E. Sherman, Ph.D., MPP, says in The Art of Escapism for People Suffering a Reality Overdose. Entering into a little escapism can relieve undue pressure and create a release valve for all those pesky pent-up frustrations. With no roadmap for living through and processing a unique catastrophe, entertainment could help guide us. Sherman focuses on television and film as a way to play out situations otherwise unreachable in any normal everyday life. We humans need fantasy, escapism into a fake godlike security and freedom. We need theatrical outrage as a purgative, flushing our anxiety and self-doubt through righteous indignation. In fact, we are better off vicariously moving through imaginary scenarios, Sherman continues. The better we get at distinguishing fantasy from reality, the more safely we can indulge in fantasy, as we must in order to manage our anxious human lives. But if it's a higher level of escapism that is needed, why not try a virtual planetary leap? How about a trip to Mars? In fact, anyone can experience Mars thanks to NASA and Google. Just click on the link to see actual footage of recordings of NASA's Curiosity rover. It is now possible to see the surface of Mars right from your computer browser. Through your virtual journey, you can learn about the Curiosity rover mission by clicking points of interest. Move throughout the terrain and travel to different mission sites by clicking on different points on a map. Or you could snap up one of the 8 crew seats available on SpaceX mission Dear Moon, set to launch in 2023. Yusaku Maezawa, a Japanese billionaire, was chosen by SpaceX CEO Elon Musk to be a part of the mission, and there are some available seats, all expenses paid. According to Maezawa, 2 factors will set your application for interstellar crew member above the rest. You can advance whatever you are into by going into space. You are willing to help the other 8 crew members with that same goal. Of course, you can always take an actual vacation via car or plane, but where's the fun and adventure in that? Whether your journey is imaginary or real, space launch or earthbound, nothing beats a little escape.